sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, no, no. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exists? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to go to Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I wanted to respond to a caller that was on earlier. And I normally don't respond to these kinds of things, and I don't want this person or anybody to take this personal. But Renee was talking about government employees earlier. I'm a retired government employee, and she seems to have the attitude that every government employee is bad or corrupted or something or other, and that's just not the case. Most government employees don't make much more money than the average person working for wages out there, and she just has this attitude that everybody that works out there, you know, is corrupt, and that's not the case. When I had my job, I was always diligent to be a responsible steward of the taxpayers' dollars and to try to be respectful and considerate of the public, and there are a lot of hard-working people out there, and I just kind of feel like that some of her anger needs to be vented at the politicians and the bureaucrats at the top, not everybody who works for the government.
Well, again, when we look back at the history of the Nazis, does anybody bother to say exactly what any given Nazi was doing? They sort of demonized them all together, and that's a reality for everybody working for the federal government. Future history is going to look back and basically lump you all together as part of this horrible, corrupt, tyrannical machine. And the only way out of that is to stand up and be vocal and say, hey, we don't agree with what this government is doing, or to seek other employment, which I know is very difficult to do in the current economy. And I also have to take issue with your claim that you're only making the same that other Americans are making, because there have been studies that show federal employees, on the whole, make anywhere between 30 and 50% more for the identical same job in the private sector. And, this is why government jobs are so desired, because you're going to get paid more. And the price of that is you have to stay silent and go along with whatever the politicians and the bureaucrats are telling you, for the most part. I have noticed a trend where we have all these people who are leaving government service, and as soon as they're safely out of their job and have their pension, then they'll go public saying, yeah, this was bad, I didn't agree with it, and we need to deal with that, but they weren't able to do so when they were still in federal government employment. So anyway, Shannon, thank you for the comment. I'm going to let you go. We're running out of time, and I got a lot of talking points. I want to move off of the Bundy Ranch. I didn't expect it to take up the whole first 2 hours of the show. But Obama apparently has requested an additional $1.1 billion for gun control after seeing all those patriots at the Bundy Ranch ready to hold off the Bureau of Land Management. You can basically bet the gun grabbers are going to go into high gear to find some way to disarm you so you can't stand up when the federal government comes in and steals your ranch, steals your business, steals your gold, steals your kids, because, you know, arms preserves your right to say no. And there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. Now, apparently the BATF has taken the step of declaring the 5.45 by 39 7 and 6 ammunition as armor piercing. because under current U.S. gun laws, ammunition that is declared armor-piercing can be banned for import. Now, up until now, that was mostly the 50 caliber rounds, which are armor-piercing, that are used in weapons like the Barrett 50. But now they're basically trying to declare that all ammunition for all military-style rifles is now armor-piercing when it is not. Because having made that declaration, they can now block all of its imports, including sporting purposes, target shooting. So the gun grab is definitely on. They don't like you uppity slaves standing up to them and saying no. That gives them nightmares. When any American stands up to the government and says no, they all break into sweats and don't know what to do with that. Now, there's been a lot of talk about this United Nations Small Arms Treaty, and apparently a United Nations Resolution 2117, which calls on all member states to collect all civilian arms and destroy them. So the gun grab is on. They don't like the fact that American patriots with weapons stood up to the federal government at the Bundy Ranch, even though the federal government was completely in the wrong. The government's attitude is, we don't care if we're following the Constitution. We don't care if the law's on our side. You do what we tell you to do because we've got the guns, which, if you think about it, is exactly the same thing that criminals say. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the Department of Justice has concluded in their examination of the Albuquerque Police Department that the Albuquerque Police Department was just wantonly executing innocent civilians. And this has led to groups within the city of Albuquerque calling for the removal of the mayor and the chief of police. And criticizing this trend in the American police forces to shoot first and ask questions later. Which is the reason since 9/11, the civilian police forces of the United States have murdered, and that is the correct word, 8 times as many innocent Americans as all the terrorists have, and that includes all the people who died in 9/11 itself. Now, down in Dallas, their police force and the union that represents them are demanding citizens that organize to watch police with recording devices stop doing it, citing an unspecified major safety issue. That you are unsafe if you're taking pictures and videos of the police officers, probably because those police officers will crack your skull. But the courts have ruled, under the First Amendment, you have a right to take pictures and video of police officers out in public working on the public dollar. Those police force in public have no expectations of privacy. And we're still seeing the aftermath in a lawsuit from this situation where this woman went to a hydroponic store to buy organic fertilizer for her hibiscus plants. And this resulted 3 weeks later in an armed home invasion by 4 DEA agents and 5 Shorewood, Illinois police officers on the basis that she bought something at the hydroponic gardening store, which tells you your credit cards and those little store discount cards are part of the NSA spy network. And the police are justifying on their home invasions and their violence on the basis of what you might want to use your fertilizer for. They don't actually have evidence of a crime in progress, as demanded by the Fourth Amendment. They're trying to make possession of certain objects illegal, rather than the illegal actions committed with those objects. Guns, first and foremost. And now they're trying to come after the knives here. Now, getting over to Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, there have been no more signals, which were thought maybe sort of kind of to come from the black box pingers, now for 24 hours. This has not stopped the searchers from deploying an undersea robot to look for the wreckage. The interesting wrinkle that came out over the weekend is that apparently Flight 370 was flying at a low altitude over the island of Penang. The co-pilot tried to make a cell phone call and did connect with a cell tower briefly. The call was abruptly cut off, probably because the airliner flew out of the range of the cell tower. They don't have a lot of range on those cell towers, but it is again a confirmation, along with the last military radar contact, that after the aircraft transponders were turned off, the plane was diverted flying west. Now, the U.S. government has just officially denied that Malaysia Flight 370 flew to Diego Garcia. So they're getting very, very nervous about people being suspicious about what that plane was hijacked for. Now, as you probably heard on this whole Ben Swan situation, last week Michigan's legislature voted and passed a resolution calling for a constitutional convention. They are the 34th state to do so. And under the U.S. Constitution, that means the federal government must convene a constitutional convention to amend, change, or replace the Constitution of the United States of America. Is such a convention going to be hijacked to bring about the dictatorship? Yeah, they're going to try. But if 100 million Americans show up at that constitutional convention and say, we want a restoration of the Bill of Rights, it's going to be very dicey for the federal government to refuse. So far, the corporate media is absolutely ignoring the new constitutional convention. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and joining us on the phone right now is Karen Tostado from United We Strike. Karen, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for taking my call, and I just have a couple of points I'd like to make. The United We Strike Marathon was this last Saturday. The podcasts are up and running, and we learned while we were on air that this great showdown at the Bundy Ranch had been successful, and I am so proud and honored to see how brave all of those men and women were who stood up to tyranny. And I want to thank them, and I also want to encourage people to understand that tomorrow is April 15th, and if we want to also look at tyranny and alphabet gangs who are totally out of line, if you're thinking about volunteering your money, you might want to check out freedomlawschool.org. He gives three questions there. He offers people a chance to win $100,000 in an income tax reward if you can show, number one, show what statute written by the Congress of the United States requires Americans to file an income tax confession and pay an income tax. Two, show how Americans can file an income tax confession without giving up their Fifth Amendment right to not give any information to the government that may be used to prosecute them. And three, prove that the 16th Amendment to the not-so-United States Constitution, which according to the IRS and modern American courts permitted the income tax to exist, show that that was lawfully added to the United States Constitution. I think those are questions that are worthy of consideration, and also that we've got a little bit of momentum here. And imagine what would happen if more of us said, you know, show me the law. Show me the law. Show me the moral law as to why I have to pay to support actions that are taken against the people, like, again, we saw last weekend.
Or to fund all these wars of conquest for the bankers. And by the way, even had the 16th Amendment been ratified, and by the way, in the court case Sullivan versus United States, the judge, James C. Fox, states in the court record that on examination, the 16th Amendment failed ratification. But even if it had been ratified, the United States Supreme Court ruled in Stanton versus Baltic Mining that it did not actually confer any new taxing authority on the U.S. government, and it did not explicitly repeal the constitutional prohibition against a direct non-apportioned tax.
There you go. And I think that we have a chance here to understand that while we may have won the battle, we did not win the war, and we have many fronts on which we're being attacked. And you look at the new vehicles and everything that these mercenaries were able to utilize in suppression of the people. When you think about that, when you think about the fact that our farmers are being driven out so that we will be forced to eat food from China and other foods that have traveled at least 1,500 miles before they reach our plates. You know, here's a man who has grass-fed cattle, who's really providing the community with food they need, but they would rather wipe him out. They'd rather kill those turtles as well that supposedly they were going to protect. And how many people could be fed off of turtle meat if, in fact, we had to resort to that to begin with? There's more than enough to go around. It's just we've got to get it out of the hands of the money junkies. We've got to begin to bust them in our own neighborhoods and understand how the power of unity and peaceful resistance worked on Saturday. Now, they were ready to dig in and defend, but they also came to the table peacefully, and we have the power to do that locally. And I just am finally so happy to see that the American people and the American spirit is on the rise that I wanted to call in and say hello and thank you for all you do, Michael, and remind people about the marathon and the archives that are running.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Karen. And yeah, the American people are waking up, not just the people of America. It's happening around the world. Zbigniew Brzezinski called it the great global political awakening. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. They don't want the slaves to wake up and realize what's going on. They don't want the slaves to realize what their slave chains are made of. They're not iron and steel. They're made out of paper. They're made out of beliefs. And it's the beginning of, and it's going to escalate. This is not the end of it. The BLM and the federal police are going to be back at the Bundy Ranch. They're going to go on grabbing all this land because from their point of view, they don't have any choice. They are enslaved to that private central bank that by design creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. It leads to a predatory society in which the government has to take things away from other people, trying to keep the books balanced just a little bit longer. Karen, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're running out of time. I got a lot of stories to cover. Most of this is going to go into tomorrow's program. There's a big story. It's all over the media, how a Russian fighter jet, unarmed, nothing on the rails, but it buzzed the U.S. Navy destroyer, the Donald Cook, in the Black Sea. Flew past it 12 times. They're making a big deal about this. But, you know, the reality is when you sail a warship up to the coast of other countries, they're usually going to come out to take a look at what you're doing. Now, if Russia sailed one of their warships into the Gulf of Mexico, how do you think the U.S. would react? They'd send airplanes and ships out there to take a look at it, to let them know that we know you're there. They're trying to spin this, that, oh, how dare Russia fly a fighter plane near our warship? Now, the Ukraine has now missed the deadline to pay their overdue bill to Russia's Gazprom. And the original article over in ITV was saying, well, not really sure what's going to happen next. But then we have this other article. This came out of Russia Today, where Ukraine basically issued an ultimatum to Gazprom saying they will not accept the new higher gas prices and are suspending payments until the prices go back down. Now, remember, Russia was giving the elected government of Ukraine a discount on natural gas in exchange for all those seaports down on Crimea. Well, Crimea is not part of Ukraine anymore. By their own democratic referendum, they are now part of Russia. So Ukraine doesn't have anything to offer for a natural gas discount. But they're out there screaming, we want the discounted price and we're not going to pay the bill until we get our discounted price. Well, you know what's going to happen. Russia's going to start shutting off those valves to those pipelines. And you can expect natural gas shortages here in the United States, along with demands to increase fracking, as the U.S. tries to keep its promise to cover the Ukraine and European shortfalls. And we know they don't actually have the natural gas to do that. So they will impose rationing and shortages on you, the American people, so they can keep having their genitalia measuring contest with Vladimir Putin. Now, over in Donetsk, the Ukrainian miners have taken to the street in an uprising that mimics the protests that brought down the elected government in Kiev. And their attitude is, if they can do it in Kiev, we can do it in Donetsk. And the situation continues to escalate. The militants have ignored the original deadline set by the coup d'etat government in Kiev to stop occupying sites. And now we have an aide to, or rather an advisor to Secretary of State John Kerry saying the U.S. is considering sending military help to Ukraine to help the unelected coup d'etat government put down the democracy movement occurring in the eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that pro-Russian separatists who claim to be part of the new Donetsk People's Republic have appealed to Vladimir Putin to help them. So we're on the edge of a new European war, which is going to make the money junkies happy because they make money off of both sides. Now, Turchynov is announcing a new anti-terror operation. So the Orwellian doublethink is that the Kiev government installed by force after overthrowing the elected government represents democracy, while the eastern Ukraine that wants nothing to do with a government they did not elect are now deemed the terrorists. That's how the spin is going on this. Now, up in Sweden, Bildt is out there saying the Ukrainian government has a right to use force against separatists. And apparently the Swedish finance minister is saying the IMF's Ukraine bailout is too small. We've got to give them more money. We've got to loan them more money. That's the problem. These bailouts are not gifts. Somebody somewhere has to ultimately pay for it all with accruing interest. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs to get from a doctor and there's drugs to get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Britain's David Cameron, even though he's on vacation, has chimed into the situation in Ukraine. And he is demanding that Russia condemn the pro-Moscow activists in the Ukraine. Now, it's one thing for Israel to call up David Cameron and say, you will condemn this or you will condemn that, and David Cameron will say, yes, massa, and proceed to go out and do that. But Russia's not going to react that way. In fact, they're going to view it as an expression of extreme arrogance, not to be dignified with a response. And as a matter of fact, apparently Putin and Obama just completed a phone call in which Putin told Obama the U.S., must use their influence to prevent further bloodshed in Ukraine. In other words, Russia is putting the blame for all this violence back on the United States, which is where it deserves to be, because all of this began when the U.S. funded this covert overthrow of Ukraine's elected government in order to prevent them from merging closer to Russia, drag them into the European Union, and the Eastern Ukraine is having none of it. Now, Russia is out there saying that if Kiev uses excessive force in the eastern Ukraine, Russian cooperation over Ukraine will be undermined. In other words, right now, Russia is saying, we're going to, even though we don't recognize the legitimacy of the government in Kiev, we're going to come in and try and help settle things down. We're going to provide some money to deal with their economic problems, try and keep the natural gas flowing. But if Kiev uses force against ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine, the deal is off. And it's not helping matters that the coup d'etat government in Kiev is saying they're not going to pay for any more natural gas until they get the discounted price to which they are not entitled. Arrogance and hubris out there. Meanwhile, the Syrian army has recaptured the Christian town of Ma'alula in Syria. This is 4 months after the hired mercenaries overran that Christian town. And we've been hearing all these horror stories of how the Christians were being maltreated by these hired mercenaries. Now we're getting a report, this came out of Sana, that the U.S. government has been urging Israel to attack Syria in order to tie down the Syrian army so they can't make any more progress against the hired mercenaries. Because they're sitting on a string of victories against what remains of the hired mercenary army. They're taking back region after region after region, and the U.S. Apparently urged Israel to try and start a conflict along that border so that the Syrian army would have to deal with that and not go after the hired mercenaries. Remember a couple of weeks ago where Israel was insisting that rockets and mortar shells were being fired from the Syrian side, justifying a retaliation. And, of course, it made no sense for Assad to try and provoke Israel across the Golan because he's got other things that he needs to be taken care of. Now, last week, we got word that the U.S. government, operating through Turkey and through the hired mercenaries, is planning yet another chemical attack in Syria to be blamed on President Assad. Like, apparently, they don't remember how badly that plot cratered in spring of last year and August of last year. And all over the world, we're seeing, like, press TV, all the analysts are coming out and saying, yeah, of course this is the U.S. doing this. Assad isn't that stupid. He's not going to carry out a chemical weapons attack which would open the door wide to a direct U.S. Intervention. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is saying Moscow is deeply concerned over the reports over new chemical weapon attacks taking place in Syria, and again places the blame for them on the sides sponsoring the extremist opposition. In other words, the hired mercenaries and their backers. Israel confiscated more Palestinian land in the occupied West Bank in a move to try and legalize one of the illegal settlements. And observers are saying this might complicate efforts to extend the so-called peace talks with the Palestinian Authority, which is precisely why Israel did it. Remember, right in the middle of the peace talks, Israel offered tenders for another 400 Jewish-only homes in the illegal settlements in the West Bank. And then came back and said, well, this shouldn't have a bearing on the peace talks, and the Palestinians said otherwise. And even John Kerry is out there saying it's when Israel did that that any chance of substantive peace talks went right out the window. Now, we're seeing an article over in Strat Risks. Israel's army chief says a military operation in Lebanon is realistic and necessary scenario. They're going to go back into Lebanon to try and take control of the Litani River. They weren't able to get it during the last Lebanese invasion, so they're going to go back for another try. Now, Israel has rolled tanks into the Gaza Strip and has been met with mortar fire, which makes sense. If Israel were driving tanks into my town, I'd probably want to fight back somehow. Meanwhile, all the Israel firsters in the United States Congress are out there pushing for sanctions against the Palestinian Authority for daring to apply to join 15 international treaties at the United Nations. They've already signed the Geneva Accord, and they're trying to sign more of these treaties. They're basically, having been recognized as a state by the United Nations, they're starting to act like one and go out and sign treaties, and Israel's saying, no, you can't do that. We say you're not really a state, and all of Israel's slaves in the United States Congress, the finest Congress that money can buy, are out there in total lockstep with that. Meanwhile, over in London, there was a supposed-to-be-secret, not very, meeting attended by 25 countries, representatives of their governments, trying to find a way to counter the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which is really taking hold. It's escalating. It is costing Israel businesses millions and millions of dollars. It's costing them overseas contracts. And so they're having this confab up in London trying to figure out some way they can derail this and stop it. And the only way they can is to, for all these 25 countries to say it is now illegal to boycott Israel. You can boycott anybody else you want, including our own government, but if you boycott Israel, you'll be going to jail. And by the way, it is already the law in the United States that companies cannot boycott Israel. And it's only a matter of time before they extend that to individuals. Now, there's a little bit of a diplomatic tiff going on between John Kerry and the government of Israel, in which Israel is accusing the United States of surrendering to Iran by commenting that the P5 plus one talks might still lead to an acceptable resolution. Remember, last week, the IAEA, which is provably biased against Iran, had to come out and said, look, Iran is doing all they promised to do when they said they were going to do it. They've been completely transparent and cooperative. We can't find any fault with them. Iran is keeping to the P5 plus one deal. The same cannot be said about the United States, whose commitment to the P5 plus one interim agreement was a reduction in sanctions against Iran, and the U.S. promptly ramped the sanctions up. Iran is playing by the rules. The U.S. is not. Israel's out there screaming that anything less than the complete dismantlement of all of Iran's nuclear industries is unacceptable to them, even though Israel is not part of the P5 plus one. They actually don't have a dog in this hunt. But they're out there flogging their slaves, and the U.S. government saying, get them for us, get them for us, get them for us. Meanwhile, Iran has now inaugurated a direct shipping line to China. China is not going along with these U.S. sanctions against Iran, neither is Russia. So all these sanctions are doing is cutting off Iranian crude oil and natural gas from markets in the West and strengthening economic ties between Iran, Russia, and China. All of this stuff is backfiring horribly against the U.S. and its economy. But we already know from Obamacare and human-caused global warming, this government cannot, will not admit error, will not change a policy here. Speaking of global warming here, let me skip on down here because I wanted to get to this today. There are forecasts for snow all across the United States, in Detroit, and in Chicago. This is the middle of April. This is absolutely the middle of April. Let me find this down here. And let's see. Winter ice affects Mackinac Island ferry service. There is a ferry company that serves Mackinac Island. Was supposed to have started operation by now. They're having to delay it because the ice is still too thick. A lot of people talking about tonight's lunar eclipse and saying that winter's encore may obscure the lunar eclipse. They're expecting in Chicago a snowstorm tonight. Now, global January through March temperatures have been plummeting over the past decade, and they're continuing that trend. Polar meltdown continues. Second highest April 11th global sea ice area on record. Remember, it's one of the articles of faith of the global warming cult that the polar caps are melting, and they are not. And it's been 5 years since these carbon Nazis announced the demise of multi-year Arctic ice. 5 years ago, they said, from now on, the Arctic will be ice-free every summer. Has not happened. The Midwest is having the coldest year on record up to the 12th of April. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about human-caused global warming. They are forecasting a snowfall in Detroit tonight, which will, in all probability, push the state of Michigan over the all-time snow record. In other words, with the snow that's coming in tonight, Michigan will have had more snow this last winter than since they kept records. According to a member in our chat room, it was snowing in Iowa last night. They got an inch of snow there. So it's just all over the place. So this has not stopped the United Nations from issuing a report that fracking can help to slow global warming. Which is nonsense. They're trying to say, oh, fracking is, it cuts greenhouse gas emissions and it's clean. No, it isn't. It's methane. CH4, it's still putting carbon in the atmosphere. And we know there's no global warming. This whole hoax of human-caused global warming is all about pushing corporate agendas, forcing you to buy carbon credits and pay carbon taxes and submit control of your life to a global environmental authority because you icky-poo human beings are such a curse on planet Earth. Speaking of curse on planet Earth, have you noticed that we're getting a lot of major quakes around the Ring of Fire? Had a couple of real big ones down in the Solomon Islands over this last week, including tsunami warnings. At one point, they thought one of them was 8.3, and it was ringing tsunami bells all over the Pacific. Then they downgraded it and said, no, actually, it's only 7.6, and the tsunami warnings were canceled. But there seems to be a lot of seismic activity going on right now. And, of course, government's not going to talk about it because they couldn't possibly do anything about it. They can only fix problems they've made up out of thin air, like human-caused global warming and the war on terror. A lot of concern continuing about the Ebola outbreak. Not a lot of news coming out other than the fact that authorities in Guinea and Liberia and the World Health Organization and Doctors Without Borders are still not sure they have it contained and behind a barrier. There's talk about a vaccine based on rabies. They're saying, well, there's talk about it, but it's still years away. And gosh darn, it's a shame it can't be fast-tracked because we could make money off of it right here and now. Interesting article over at Global Research up in Canada, wondering if Ebola might in fact be a biological weapon. And this is not without foundation because every time in the past there's been an Ebola outbreak, it's always in this very remote, isolated part of Africa. And nobody can figure out how it gets from the first infection site to the second infection site on the other side of the mountains over here to this other infection site on the other side of a national border. There's no contiguous line of infection or transmission from each of these sites. It's almost like somebody just said, we're going to go out and test this thing out here. It's so isolated, nobody will get out while carrying this, which obviously was not the case here. Now, unlike the vast majority of viruses that afflict human beings, the natural host for Ebola has never been found. Most of these viruses jump species from other animals, the pig flu, the chicken flu, the duck flu, whatever. But they've never found a natural occurring host for the Ebola virus. Doesn't seem to exist. So there's reason to wonder if somebody dropped another test tube at the biological weapons lab. Now, over at Russia Today, they had a very informative article about the reality behind the swine flu conspiracy. And basically, what they're saying is that the World Health Organization is playing the same game today in 2014 that they played back in 2009 with the last swine flu supposed outbreak, where they were screaming, it's a pandemic, we've revised the threshold down, it's now a pandemic, everybody buy vaccines. And it made the pharmaceutical companies a huge amount of money. Most of that product wound up being poured down the sewers. And it turned out that the swine flu actually was less severe than the regular seasonal flu. It was all about scaring us all into buying somebody's product. Rake in cash. Russia Today is saying the current swine flu is just like that. Now, it's a very different story regarding the measles outbreak up in New York. Because for the first time, they have traced this measles outbreak back to a patient zero, the first person to have it. And it turns out this was a person who'd gotten the vaccine for measles, and he got the measles right after getting the shot and was running around spreading it all over the place, and that's where this measles outbreak occurred. But still, the corporate media is out there saying, oh, it's the unvaccinated people. They're the problem. We've got to force them to buy the vaccine, even though the outbreak was caused and spread by a vaccinated person. In fact, 90% of the people suffering from this measles outbreak in New York had the vaccine. But it's all the fault of those 10% who won't give us their money. That's the spin we're seeing out of that situation here. Apparently, a federal court has ruled that a vaccine caused fatal lupus, and there's a whole string of links underneath that about courts that have ruled hepatitis vaccine is causing all these problems. But it makes money, and that means it's okay for sale here in the United States of America. Apparently, there's a new study showing that chronically ill people have high levels of glyphosate in their bodies. There seems to be a direct relationship. Story over at activistpost.com. The Roundup herbicide, the glyphosate, is 125 times more toxic than U.S. government regulators claimed, relying, of course, on the studies conducted by Monsanto itself. Now, as you know, China has been refusing more and more shipments of corn from the United States because it's contaminated with GMO. China does not want GMO in their country. They keep sending back these shipments. The U.S. keeps sending GMO shipments, hoping to sneak one past. It's not going to happen. China has now turned to Brazil as its primary source of non-GMO corn. Basically, this means U.S. corn exports to China have dropped 85%. Because of this disastrous experiment with genetically modified crops. All righty. Let's skip on back up here to the top and catch some more things. Apparently there's this huge... Oh, and I forgot to mention, the Department of Defense has issued Ebola detection kits to the National Guard in all 50 states. Just something else to keep in mind, how serious they're taking this whole thing here. Let's see, I talked about this before. A study slated to appear in the fall 2014 issue of the academic journal Perspectives on Politics finds the U.S. is no longer a democracy, but instead an oligarchy, meaning profoundly corrupt and a fascist economic dictatorship, which we're seeing with all this stuff from the Bureau of Land Management and the rest of it. Article over at Wall Street on Parade, insiders tell all, both the stock market and the Securities and Exchange Commission are rigged. We knew that from how the Securities and Exchange Commission sat on their butts looking at online porn for 12 years while Bernie Madoff ripped off his own investors to the tune of $65 billion. Now, I mentioned this briefly before, but it's worth a recap as we head to the top of the show. Obama has proposed 442 tax increases since taking office, and that does not include the 20 tax increases Obama signed into law as part of Obamacare. They're coming for your money. They're keeping themselves afloat. It's all about looting the people. The message from the government and the bankers is, you must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. And I think the American people have reached the point of standing up and saying, no, you've taken enough from us. And you just spend it with wild, reckless abandon. You give it away to your friends. You're not taking care of this country with all that money. It's a raw deal, and very obviously, as we saw from the show of force out at the Bundy Ranch, this government has absolutely no intentions of moving away from that policy of looting the American people. Remember what we have on that coffee mug that we sell. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and that's what's happening right now before your very eyes. They're just coming to take it all. Next, it'll be the gold and silver, your jewelry, and, of course, the lives of your children for these pointless wars of conquest. Amazing. Talking about the new phony budget debate where they're out there screaming, we're cutting spending. Actually, what they do, this is a political trick from Washington, D.C. They say, we're going to spend $3 trillion more. Then they pull it back and say, well, it's only going to be $2.5 billion increase, but that represents a reduction in spending for the purposes of propagandizing you, the American people. There's the music. Claire and I have to go on out of here and run a couple of quick errands. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, get angry, make good choices. Head on over to the Republic Broadcasting website, hit that donate button. We, the independent media, are standing up to the corporate media, and we need your help to do it. Have a nice evening. Aloha, America.